Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Time to turn our attention to the Green Bay Packers. To the guest hotline we go, powered by Gruber Law, Jason B. Hershorn, co-founder of The Leap Newsletter. Follow him on Twitter at @by_JBH. Jason, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Good afternoon, Sparky.
Okay, so year three, Jordan Love. Year one, first half of the year, was a disaster because nobody on offense knew what they were doing outside of Jordan Love. Then they catch fire after that Steelers game in the second half of year one. They win in Dallas in the playoffs, lose to the Niners, fine. Year two, he's banged up and hurt most of the year last year, so really never got going. They really became more of a conservative running offense. Then he throws picks in like every game, so then he quits throwing and being aggressive on offense, does not throw more picks. This, I feel like, is the first year where we've kind of really seen Jordan Love be Jordan Love all season to this point. And now finally, his wide receiver core is healthy. They'd be really scary with Tucker Kraft to this point. But how would you describe the progress made by Jordan Love since year one as a starter to where he is now?
To a certain degree, he is having the season in 2025 that a lot of people, myself included, thought he would have in 2024. And you laid out the real reason, it seems, why that didn't happen. He gets hurt in pretty significant fashion in week one. Granted, he's able to come back, I think, after only missing two games, but was clearly not himself for a while physically, maybe never even really got over that injury hump, given that he had another lower body injury later in the season. So this year, he has been healthy. I mean, I know he had, in the preseason, that issue with his non-throwing thumb. Then he had the big hit to his non-throwing shoulder. But those things really have not impacted him in the way that that knee injury did a year ago. He is playing aggressively. He is playing smart, despite the reputation that he built early in his career as a starter as this high turnover player, has not turned over the ball at a very high rate. He only has four interceptions as we speak right now. His turnover worthy play rate also down relative to what it's been in the past. Like, this is a player that's really putting it all together, and that's with so much around him changing. I mean, you mentioned Tucker Kraft goes down with an injury. He did not have Christian Watson for much of the season. His offensive line has shifted its formation several times this season. But Jordan Love has been consistent. This is the version of Jordan Love that the Packers thought they might get when they spent a first-round pick on.
Depending on the advanced stats you look at, you'll see Jordan Love in different rankings. But no matter where you look, he's normally top five, top seven. If you go just by that ESPN goofy QBR thing, he's second in football at the quarterback position so far this year. There was a lot of talk earlier this year of, man, they gave that guy all this money. You know, is he really worth it at the end of the day? I mean, from my standpoint, I think he's worth the money they spent on him to right now.
Yeah, and you can't really look at just the play calling and say that is definitive proof that the team knows that Jordan Love is not a top-tier quarterback. I mean, there were reasons, even if they were somewhat ill-advised, they took those approaches. Like, think of the Eagles game, for example, where Josh Jacobs had, I think it was like 20 total touches around like 16, 17 minutes into the game. Literally that number, that one's not made up. Like, that had to do with the defense they were playing and the way that it makes sense to attack the Eagles. Now, they should have deviated from that when the run game wasn't working, but that had more to do with what the defense was showing. That was not a commentary on Jordan Love. As we move forward, seeing that there were more situations where, hey, you're going to have opportunities in the passing game if you want to take them. We've seen the play calling really accentuate those factors. Jordan Love has been the real centerpiece of that offense basically every other week, except for that little stretch that they had with the Panthers game and the Eagles game. This is a game or this offense that, yes, is predicated on what the run game represents, but it is not necessarily a run-heavy offense. It depends on the opponent. And we've seen that when they need to air it out, Jordan Love is more than capable of doing so.
Talk with Jason B. Hirschhorn and co-founder of Leap Newsletter. Follow him on Twitter, X, whatever you'd like to call it, at @by_JBH. Let's have a conversation about this matchup with the Denver Broncos this week, because they are far and away the leaders in sacking of the quarterback by double-digit margin over second-place Cleveland Browns at this point coming into this game. However, when you look at team rankings as far as them against the pass, them against the run, them against the pass, bottom third in the NFL, them against the run, top five in the NFL as we sit here today. So what really is the best way to go about going after this Denver offense? Because it feels like it's throwing the football, but at the same time, you're probably going to have to give some help to that offensive line.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you made a very good point there. It's very interesting the way that this Denver defense operates. They are able to generate a lot of pressure because they blitz a lot. Going into week 15, they have the 7th highest blitz rate in the league. And the difference between them and number 3 is very, very small. They're one of the highest blitz rate teams in the entire league. And what's interesting about that is Jordan Love is the best quarterback in the NFL this season against the blitz. So if you're Vance Joseph, the Broncos defensive coordinator, you have a really difficult decision ahead of you. Do you continue to blitz at that really high rate, knowing that you're playing a quarterback that has been better than anyone else in the league at beating that blitz? Or do you change? Do you say, we're not going to blitz quite as much, and that's going to open up other things for that Packers offense? So it's a really tough matchup, not just on the Packers side, because, yes, there will be pressure on Jordan Love. The Broncos have done that to every offense they have faced this season. But it comes with a high risk, and we know that this Packers offense, with those opportunities, tends to take advantage, with Christian Watson there especially. So if the Broncos are going to blitz as much as they have against Green Bay this weekend, yeah, they're probably going to get to Jordan Love a few times, but Jordan Love might be able to find a way to turn those plays into touchdowns as he's done throughout the season.
Jason, what about on the other side of things? You know, in the first segment of the show, we asked, how much better do you think this Brewers team, or how much better do you think this Packers team can play? And my first thing was, well, you got to score more often earlier in games, right? I mean, they just don't score enough earlier in games, early in games, like I think they should at this point. But the other part about this, from my perspective, was Rashawn Gary's got to get home, man. He has got to get home. He got off to such a hot start in the season, and now he's been not silenced because he's getting pressures, but not finishing at the quarterback. And if Micah Parsons isn't finishing there, they're not getting consistency from anybody else. That has to be the next step. However, you have a mobile quarterback in Bo Nix this week, which means Halfley will probably hold everybody back and try and rush four or five.
I think Halfley's plan is going to be predicated on a lot of those sim pressures where it does look like they're going to send five, six defenders and then multiple drop back and you just don't know which ones.
Right.
That's the way we've seen other offenses, or other defenses rather, approach Bo Nix this season with some success. You know, he is a mobile quarterback and he is able to run through contact. That's a big thing when you're planning for him. But at the same time, you can trick him in a lot of ways. There have been very few games Bo Nix has had this season that were clean. And I think that's a big part. Remember, this is a Packers defense that is starting to get those turnovers. I think they probably look at this match with Bo Nix and say, we can trick him a few times, turn some of these offensive possessions of the Broncos into short fields for our offense. I think it really comes down to that. You otherwise take a lot of the approach you took with, like, Jalen Hurts, for example. You know there are limitations as a passer. What you need to do is make sure that he's not going to beat you over the top, or at least not going to have a lot of opportunities to do so. And you show him a lot of stuff right before the snap that's going to make him second guess what he wants to do. You know, that can work with a player like Person. It can definitely work with a player like Bo Nix. A lot of, again, defenses have done that with success this season.
So I'm with Jason B. Hirschhorn, co-founder of The Leap Newsletter. Follow him on X at @by_JBH. How much of a concern do you have going into this game about the Packers' run defense? Because, I mean, team stats, they're still the top of the league, top five, top ten as far as rush defense goes. But I feel like this fan base still gets very itchy and sweaty anytime somebody has any type of success running the football against this Packers defense.
It is something you do have to wonder about after Devontae Wyatt's injury. Now, he wasn't the linchpin to that run defense, but he was still a big part of it. Like, he was playing enough snaps that he had to factor in there. Now, they have, since his injury, really tried to beef up on the waiver wire. You know, they added Jordan Riley. They added Quinn, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of his last name, but that large defensive tackle from the Seattle Seahawks. So they are going with really like a quantity approach. And that might be even more helpful in a matchup like this, not because it's the Broncos, but because that game will be at altitude. So I think a big part of this is the way that they rotate those guys along the defensive interior. And it's what you're going to get, as usually is, from the linebackers. You know, Edgerrin Cooper has had a pretty good season at this point. Maybe not exactly the season people thought he might have going into the year, but he has been effective. Quay Walker, we know what he can do, especially in the run game. He's going to, you know, have another week back in the rotation. So they should have the manpower to attack that Broncos run offense because, you know, J.K. Dobbins was such a big part of that attack. He's not there anymore. It's going to be some combination of Jaleel McLaughlin and R.J. Harvey, and those are effective players, but those are guys that tend to attack the outside, like outside zone runs. Packers have been one of the best defenses at defending those kind of runs. So we'll see again if the Broncos are going to change that up too, because if you want to attack the Packers' run defense after Devontae Wyatt's injury, you'd obviously want to do it along the interior, but that's not what those running backs have done well to this point in the season.
Jason B. Hirschhorn, go ahead, promote away about the Leap newsletter and how people can check out.
You can go to theleap.football. That is our website. You're going to find my work in that, Peter Bukowski. We try to cover the Packers and the NFL as a whole from angles besides what you will see on your Twitter feed. You know, we had a big piece on how this Broncos matchup is really going to go down from an interior perspective, from an offense and defense perspective in those trenches. We have a piece going up later in the week about Christian Watson. I don't think people realize exactly how good he's been. Like, they know he's been good, obviously, you know, five touchdowns in four games. There's a lot more to it than that, and it's really going to affect the way this offense looks, not just the rest of this way, but maybe in the seasons to come. So we'll have all that coming up at theleap.football.
One last question. Are you surprised Packers are favored in this game in Denver or with the team riding a 10-game winning streak?
I think if you look at that 10-game winning streak, you can see that there's a lot of holes in it. You know, it's not exactly as flimsy as like that Bears winning streak that ended this past weekend, but there's a lot of overlap. This is an offense that has struggled with consistency in Denver. It is a defense that is high variance, and the things that they do well are the things that the Packers offense tends to do well against. So in this matchup, given the way that these teams are playing, I don't think it's totally crazy, even on the road. But, you know, this is, if I remember correctly, it's like a 1.5-point spread at the moment, something like that. This is going to be a close game. At least it should be.
Jason, thanks so much for coming on, man. Enjoy the rest of your week. Great stuff as always.
All right, take care, Sparky.
Take care. There he is, Jason B. Hersher, co-founder of the Leap Newsletter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.